You have come out with your report on your urban summit. Give me a quick thumbnail of what you are recommending and what you have found.
One of the main recommendations is support the concept of the armed offender docket in St. Louis and Kansas City. What there is consensus around in law enforcement that the judges in St. Louis City and in Kansas City are showing too much deviation in the sentencing of armed criminal offenders in those two municipal areas, oftentimes going too light on these offenders. And what we're trying to do is put together a concentrated docket where a few judges would deal with all of these crimes and would deal with them with a greater level of severity and uniformity.
Last year, each of our big cities had more than 100 homicides. Add to that all of the other things that are done with guns, robberies and whatever. This is going to be a pretty lengthy docket, isn't it?
I think there's a growing level of frustration in the urban areas that 100 homicides a year in each of these two major cities is simply intolerable. And so one of the recommendations is that at a variety of different levels, we increase the supervision over this area of criminal activity. We increase the level of bonds. We get people behind bars quicker. And we have a fewer number of judges that are really concentrating on finding solutions that actually work in the area of gun crimes in the two major metropolitan areas.
Now, we do have, of course, we have Springfield and Columbia. Those are both considered pretty good-sized metropolitan areas. Are any of the findings from your St. Louis and Kansas City studies perhaps applicable to those smaller urban areas?
Well, one of the solutions that we are proposing really does apply to all 14 counties in Missouri, and that is the sheriffs in our state deserve and need to be paid more. The salary structure for sheriffs has fallen so woefully behind that I think it's really affecting the kinds of experience that we want to run for these offices and to administer the most important criminal justice jobs in our state, that is the local sheriffs. And so increasing the level at which they are paid and drawing the best and the brightest into this profession, we think is very important.
That becomes a major fiscal issue, especially for the counties. Do you have any thoughts on how they would be able to afford this?
Sheriffs in our state work to enforce state laws, and therefore I think it's appropriate that Jefferson City play a more direct role in making sure that sheriffs are paid a respectable wage, that we are drawing the best and the brightest into this profession. And I do think that there are solutions that Jefferson City can extend to counties to assist in raising that salary structure and making sure that we've got the right people going into the top level of law enforcement.
The legislature, especially the Senate, is going to soon start working on a revised criminal code. Are any of your recommendations something that could be plugged into that, or is this would be in a separate part of the law?
I think that the recommendations that are being put forward in the Urban Crime Report are separate from the revised criminal code that is being considered by the state legislature right now. These are broader policy recommendations that we have made. The criminal code that is being looked at right now in the General Assembly is more specifically targeted at individual provisions related to very specific crimes.
You're talking about having specific dockets for these specific crimes. Is there a need to have, well, what's the danger or the pluses or minuses of having specific punishments for these specific crimes in these specific courts?
When we really shine a light on very specific crimes, we've seen some success in this area. We have a separate drug court in most of the counties in Missouri, and we've seen real progress made in the area of taking drug offenders off the streets and getting them back into the productive capacity in society. There is no more important crime, I think, in our state than this rash of armed criminal offenses that is occurring. And so if there is any area of law enforcement that deserves a bright light shined upon it, it has to be these gun crimes, particularly those that are being committed in the two major metropolitan areas. And so that's where we are suggesting that a brighter light, more attention, more resources be focused at the nearest opportunity.
Am I correct in thinking that a lot of urban crime has a tendency to spread outward and carry itself into even rural areas? Is that one good reason to really step up stuff in the cities?
I'm not sure if I would go that far.
Okay.
I think actually there's actually some significant evidence that crime does not necessarily spread in the way that we think have previously thought that it did. When a police department puts a lot of resources on a high crime area, the old thinking was that crime simply moved to a different location, and in essence, it moved into the suburbs. The newer thinking in law enforcement across the country is that is not really true, that when a police department puts a lot of resources on a high crime area, it actually lowers the real rate of crime in the area, and it doesn't simply spread to a different neighborhood.
Last question for you. With the addition of the special dockets and few judges handling the dockets in the urban areas, it seems to sound like we're setting up another special court. We have drug courts, drunk driving courts, and so on. Do you see a time when our court system is actually going to be split into specializations like this, several of them?
I think you can take specialization in the court system too far. We do have drug courts now. We do have some DWI courts around the state. They have been successful. I would not recommend high specialization for every crime, but if there is one area where specialization would show great benefit, I think it's in the armed criminal offender arena. These are the most serious crimes that are truly affecting the well-being and economic development and safety of our communities. And if there's one area we should shine a light, it has to be this one.
Good. Thanks a lot, Chris. I appreciate your time.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.